All right, welcome back to Hamburg. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with me. We're getting a little pre-seventh inning stretch in, Don. Yeah, a lot of biting our nails and sitting on the end of our chairs here last inning. Lake Henry scored the go-ahead run, now 3-2 Lakers. Going to the top of the seventh, a pitching change for Lake Henry.
Yes, we're going to have the draftee from Meyer Grove, Matt Emdick, will come in here in the seventh and try to shut the door here on New Sprague. That's a tough task for Matt, but I'll tell you what, Courtney's given Lake Henry 12 innings today.
Yes, and Patrick Courtney, hats off to him. What a great outing. He cannot be the loser. He stands to win the ball game if Lake Henry can hold on to the lead. Two balls, no strikes to the leadoff hitter here for New Prague. That is number 9 hitter Taylor Labreck. And there's a strike called, and 2-1. Now, Matt Emdick has not pitched since the Regions. And here's a shot by Labreck, foul, and the count now 2-2. Well, that's been about 3 weeks ago. I should be rested. Two balls, two strikes.
Not very good pitcher, right-handed pitcher for my
and control. A swing and a miss on the breaking ball by Labreck. Wow, nice pitch by Matt Emdick.
Tell you what, that good curveball that Matt's got changes speeds well.
Yes, he does.
His fastball is pretty decent, but I'll tell you what, he's got a good curveball.
So that curveball, Labreck swings through and misses, and he'll bring the top of the order up in Justin Novak. Well, this is exactly what your draftees are for, Don, this final weekend, to get to the final weekend. Matt Emdick gets his time on the mound, and the first pitch is a strike called, and 0-1. The ball, one strike.
Brad Murray pitched for him twice already in the state tournament, started that game.
Patrick Courtney, and now time is called by Novak as Emdick bounces it up to the plate.
I don't think we're going to see Jason Campson today as a closer. You never know, though.
Never know.
Might be setting us up, Randy.
Here's Novak fouling it at the plate in the count 0-2. No ball, two strikes. Emdick pitching here in the seventh inning. A 3-2 Lake Henry lead. And another breaking ball. Strike three. Oh! Novak stands there, crosses it, across the plate. Oh, just so nice.
That was perfect by Matt Emdick. I'll tell you what, that was a beautiful pitch. Then that Novak turns around, takes a look at him at the umpire, like, what do you mean?
And that'll bring Aaron Kess to the plate. Aaron, so far tonight, is 2-for-3 out of the number 2 spot. Austin Bachman on deck. Matt Emdick kicks and delivers the curveball. Beauty on the corner. Strike one.
I'll tell you, this is a good change of pace from Patrick Courtney's. Throws pretty hard, and I'll tell you what, Matt takes a little bit more off of it. And fastball not quite as good as Courtney, but I'll tell you what, his curveball is very different.
Another curveball just a little bit high. Shane Campson can't believe it, as that one was right at the letters.
Kind of goes little motion as he throws it back, yeah. And Campson does.
Thought he had the yips there, too, a little bit. You never know.
No.
One ball, one strike. Here's Emdick bouncing it up to the plate, and the count 2-1. 2-1 the count. Two balls, one strike. And Emdick's pitch, inside corner, strike two. 2-2, says the home plate umpire.
Today's attendance here in Hamburg, 929 people.
I would have thought it maybe to be a little bit more.
There
is 2-2 the count, two outs. Emdick ready. Pitch on the way, curveball in the dirt. Blocked by Shane Campson, and the count pull at 3-2. Two outs. Nobody on in the seventh for New Prague. And Emdick's pitch, curveball, low ball four, and that'll bring up number 3 hitter, Austin Bachman.
Got Austin Bachman out the last time up, but he's been home run and a base hit so far. He's 2-for-3.
tough hitter. Yeah, he is a tough hitter. Tough out. Fly ball to left field in his last at bat. Don mentioned 2-for-3 tonight. So the lead by Kess over at first. Hendricks curveball, strike one on the outside corner. Mike Henry playing him pretty straight away.
Two-out base runner again here, Randy. Boy, we've seen that a lot today, haven't we?
And that's happened again. The New Prague hitters calling for time so quick, and that home plate umpire gives it to him as Matt Hendricks just about ready to pitch, and Matt doesn't work slow at all. Quick worker. Pitch, curveball, swinging it by Bachman. Strike two. Oh, he swung hard at that. Oh, to the count. Wirtz holding Kess over at first. He represents the tying run. 3-2 Lake Henry, fastball. Shane Campson setting up outside, and that misses 1-2.
Well, I tell you, Matt threw it right where Shane set up on the outside. He kept his glove up high and away from him.
The pitch by Matt Hendricks, fouled at the plate. The count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And now the batter wants the base umpire to look at the baseball. And the count at 1-2 yet. Two outs, one on. Matt Hendricks kicks, delivers. Curveball slapped on the ground slowly to second. Campson up with it, over to first. 4-3 in the putout. Great inning for Matt Hendricks and the Lakers here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We have played 6.5, Lake Henry 3, New Prague 2. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Hey, welcome back. In Amber, bottom of the seventh inning, and Lake Henry ready to face Joe Salvo. It'll be Weston Brinkman, Shane Campson, and Matthew Quaid. The Lakers leading 3-2 here in the seventh. Doesn't look like any different changes for New Prague, so here comes Brinkman to the plate. Weston Brinkman so far tonight for Lake Henry is 0-for-1. He had a sacrifice fly that scored the Lakers' first run.
So we'll have Brinkman in the top of the order, Shane Campson and Matt Quaid.
As Brinkman fouls it back and out of play in the count 0-1.
Boy, I think I'd have a sore foot every time I see Brinkman foul one off where he slaps that bat against that left or right foot on his cleats. I mean, he hits it.
Brinkman swings and misses strike two. Boy, he had a big cut there. 0-2 the count. Joe Salvo ready. A right-hander works from the stretch, and Brinkman takes strike three. Calls. He's out on strike.
I think Weston kind of knew it, didn't he?
I think so, too.
It's like a slider, I think, on the outside corner, and he thought it was going to stay outside, but it knocked that plate on the outside corner.
So, wow, here comes Shane Campson to the plate. Hansen squares the bunt, takes a called strike, and 0-1 actually probably offered at it. Shano so far tonight, 0-2 with a walk in the third. Here's the pitch by Sabo. That's outside of ball. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. 3-2 Lake Henry. Dupreque scored first with a two-run homer in the first. Pitches low for ball, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Lake Henry came back, got a two-spot of their own in the third inning, and then scored their go-ahead run in the sixth. The Lakers bat here in the seventh inning. One out, and Campson drills it down the first baseline. Foul. That is snapped over there by Furness, who's pretty good with the glove.
Oh, sure, it looked like it on that, didn't it?
He saw him scoop one earlier, and on that foul ball, he just kind of swiped and brought it out of midair. Swalls two strikes to Mr. Campson. And Jason loops this to right field. That's a one-out single. Nice piece of hitting by Jason Campson,
yeah.
Going down and getting that one.
Good at bat by Jason Campson. Shane Campson, I should say.
Sister Jean Lee there having a beer and cheering on the Lakers tonight. Thank you. Listening to the Lakers, they say, at the Rothsteins by the Sauk River doing football picks. It's the Lowers. I think we know who they are. The Rothsteins, I think we know who they are. It's Quaid throws it to left. Off the fence, Campson rounding third. He's going to score. Quaid to second, 4-2. Quaid just about went yard,
yes,
as
he
drilled it off the left center field fence. Oh! That brought him to their feet.
Wow, that didn't miss by no 4 feet probably, Randy.
No, and Shane Campson got such a good jump because he knew it was going to go off the fence or go out of the park. Here's Josh Campson. Josh pops this one straight up in the infield over at first. It's Furness. Furness making the catch in fair territory for the second out. Still got that base runner Quaid over at second. And here's Jason Campson to the plate.
Big run for the Lakers here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and we still got a chance here if Jason can come through here with a base hit.
You bet. Lake Henry leads 4-2 here in the bottom of seven. Sabo's pitch on the outside corner, strike one. It is noisy here in Hamburg. 0 on the count to Jason Campson. Quaid takes his lead at second. Campson follows this one back and out of play. And the count 0-2 to Jason, yes. Listening over by the Sauk River, it's the Lowers, the Rothsteins, Schaefer's, Mayers, and Reverman.
Oh, boy.
That is a dangerous group. Grant Chainberg's listening to us from Walker again. As the pitch, strike three called, and Jason knew it. He is rung up on strikes, and that'll do it for Lake Henry in the seventh. They get a run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. Seven in our books. It's Lake Henry 4 and New Prague 2. More baseball to come in a minute here on KEFM.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
James Furness will lead off the eighth inning for New Prague, and the first pitch from Matt Imdick, a strike called, and 0-1. So this New Prague team has seen a lot of curveballs, and Furness steps out of the box, has a word with the home plate umpire, and 0-1. Imdick kicks in, delivers another curveball. He rips it foul, and 0-2, Imdick ahead in the count. Furness, Zach Dombowski, and Aaron Chica. Scheduled hitters here in the eighth. Imdick's pitch and tap back to Imdick on the mound. Matt stumbles, falls, throws to first. Got him yet.
Wow, nice play by Matt. He wanted to corral that because if that gets by, there's nobody going to get the base runner there.
Nice play by Imdick. 1-3 on the putout. That had Furness hitting off of his front foot there, Don.
Yes, he did.
Set him up perfectly. Shane Campson calling a good game behind the plate now. 4-2 Lake Henry, top of the eighth inning. Imdick's pitch to Dubanowski is a ball high and 1-0. Zach Dubanowski, 1-for-3 so far tonight. Imdick delivers. Ball just missing on the outside corner and 2-0.
That's what they used to say here, just a bit outside.
Just a bit. Here's a swing and a miss by Dubanowski. Strike one, 2-1 the count. Tweets and texts coming in fast and furious tonight. We'll try to get them across to you. Two balls, one strike. Here's Dubanowski. Shot to Quaid at short. Matt gobbles it up across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. Kimball awaits the winner. They have punched their ticket to the Class C Championship tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will it be Lake Henry? Will it be New Prague? Two outs here in the eighth inning. Up at the plate, Aaron Chica and Imdick delivers strike one.
Well, I tell you, since Matt's come in here, he's been throwing strikes, hasn't he?
He has. Chica 0-for-3 so far tonight. Curveball, strike two on the outside corner. 0-2 the count. Matt Imdick ready. And his pitch, that bounces in the dirt. Hampson smothers it. Ball one, 1-2.
Shane goes, that's all right. You throw him in the dirt on your waist pitch, he said. Let's get him on this one.
St. Cloud is listening tonight. They're having a beer with friends, listening to the ball game. Curveball, hop back and out of play. And the count, 1-2 yet to Chica. He is the DH. 1-2 the count, top of the eighth. 4-2 Lake Henry. Matt Imdick kicks, delivers, just missing outside, and 2-2. That went a little low.
That's where he wants to keep him, though, Randy. He wants to keep it out of that nitro zone here in the middle.
Pitch missing again outside, and the count full now to Chica. At 3-2. She's got number 6 hitter in the lineup. Imdick pitch. Ribble foul down the first base line. Oh, just foul. As that one was crawling on the dirt and he had enough spin that could have come back, Don.
Ryan Wirtz and the first base coach are going, what do you think that's going to come back? And Ryan thought, I'm going to give him enough time.
Well, right, I think
that had some weird spin on it.
It did. It had the cue ball when you play pool, some of that spin.
Yeah.
3-2. Imdick's pitch outside, ball four, and another two-out base runner for the Orioles. And Imdick's second walk.
Kept it away, and a little bit too much. We're going to get a pinch runner here, I think. Number 17,
running for Chica.
Looks like Zach Zurek. Zurek.
Zach Zurek. coming in to pinch run. And here comes Danny Novak, the catcher.
Boy, a big guy to come in there to pinch run, isn't he?
Novak is 0 for 2 tonight, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat. And Novak steps out of the batter's box and now back in. Runner on first. Novak the tying run at the plate. 4-2 Lakers. Eighth inning. Here's a shot to Ludwig at third. The one hopper. Grant with cut and throws the first. 5-3 on the putout. No runs. No hits. No errors. One left on. 7.5. Lake Henry 4. New Prague 2. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota. The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Joe Salo finishing his warm-up tosses. The fans being treated to Sweet Caroline in Hamburg tonight. They are loving it. The bottom of the eighth inning for Painesville looks like this. Aaron Sabalco, Grant Ludwig, and Ryan Wirtz facing Salo. The Lakers lead 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. Ball goes down to second. Kimball has had an amazing run. The Express with three huge victories since getting that number one seed out of Region 11C. They clinched their spot in the state tournament championship, beating the Blue Ox at Bemidji earlier this evening. Lake Henry is hoping for more of the same as Sabalco bats bottom of the eighth inning. Sabo's pitch inside a ball and 1-0.
Well, I tell you what, insurance run to be huge here again, Winton Randy.
You bet. You know, insurance is always good, Don.
Here's Sabalco driving it to right center field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Coming in to quickly cut it off. And back into first, or into the second baseman, and Sabalco with a leadoff single.
So you want to get him over to second base now, and that's where that insurance run is. Try to advance him.
Here's Grant Ludwig at the plate. Grant so far tonight, 0 for 2, reached on an error in his last at bat. Sabalco was starting to go on the play, and Ludwig fouls it off. And the count 0-1, Sabalco might have actually gone a little bit too far. Going to be sure that bunt is down.
I think you're a good thing that Grant fouled that off,
yep.
Aren't you?
The Myers, the Nathys, the Imdix from Meyer Grove are listening to us tonight. Thank you for joining us. Tony Rademacher at Birch Lake with the Myers, Wellies, and Klopox. Cheering on Matt Imdix tonight and the Lakers. Tony Rademacher says, good luck.
They left him out again.
He's not grounded. No.
He's not grounded.
Not grounded tonight.
Okay.
No. All right. Way to go, Tony. Doris Wentland. Yeah, the Wentland family sitting around the campfire listening to the Lakers tonight. Delayed hit by Sabalco, and he falls down, and now he's in the hot box. Here's the Sabalco. He'll be tagged out. And Aaron Sabalco, I think, had he just kept going, might have been in the second base.
So.
That's a late steal.
Stopped and fell down and so, what do you call that, picked off?
You bet. So Sabalco, just confused there, I think, because Grant Ludwig did not have the bunt there, and the count is 1-1. 1-1 the count. Savo's pitch inside, a ball, and 2-1.
That's really not the time not to know what the signs are, I don't think,
no.
Right now in the eighth inning.
Randy Shainberg, Pat Bertram, Terry Olmscheid, Eric Grimm, all listening at Ozzie Shedd and Sam Martin. Here's a ground ball to third. Picked up there by Simonowski and across the diamond, 5-3 in the put out of Ludwig. And to the plate, Ryan Wirtz with two outs here in the eighth inning.
There's no activity in any bullpen here. None for Lake Henry, none for Duprague.
Wirtz so far tonight, 2-for-3. Double. And a base hit. They'll pop this one up foul. It's going to go back and over our heads. And the count, 0-1 to Ryan. The ball's 1-1. 4-2, Lake Henry leading bottom of the eighth inning. Joe Sabo, second pitcher of the night for New Prague. Ready on the mound. The right-hander kicks and delivers, and there's a breaking ball that Wirtz takes for strike two and 0-2. Adam Miller on deck for Lake Henry. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Lake Henry. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for New Prague. Here's Wirtz. Shot to third. Dominowski up with it. Slips as he throws it, makes the play.
Oh.
5-3 on the putout. That will do it for the Lakers in the eighth. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 8, folks. 4-2, Lake Henry with the lead over New Prague. We're back in a minute here on KAFM.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Bucky's in Ola Rosa and the National Turkey Federation is having the first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th, starting at 4 p.m., and you're all invited. Diamondback will play from 8 until midnight. Admission of $10 gets you in, plus an entry into the gun raffle. Guaranteed to be a fun night. The first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th at Bucky's in Ola Rosa. You don't want to miss this one.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right. We're all on the edge of our seats here. Top of the ninth inning. Number 8 hitter Eric Wigner, Taylor Lambrecht, and Justin Novak, leadoff man, facing Matt Imdick. And here's the first pitch. Line to center field. There is Brinkman. Weston makes the catch for the first out.
We are 2 outs away from going to the championship game with the Lakers and the Express.
Taylor Lambrecht.
Yeah, this is unbelievable, isn't it?
This is an incredible, incredible day, weekend. Here's Taylor Lambrecht. First pitch, rip, foul. Down the third baseline and 0-1. Lambrecht with the first batter, Matt Imdick, face, and coming on in relief of Patrick Courtney. The 0-1 to Lambrecht, just missing inside, and the count, 1-1. The Pelzers wishing the Lakers good luck in Huntersville. Here's a shot up the middle by Lambrecht. That's a solid base hit. And so they have life in New Prague as they have the tying run coming to the plate and leadoff man, Justin Novak. That'll force Matt Imdick to have to work out of the stretch. Justin Novak struck out in his first at bat against Matt Imdick. Nothing in the Lake Henry bullpen right now, and Novak takes a strike call, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Lambrecht takes his lead at first, held there by Wirtz. Here's Matt Emdick's pitch, nice block by Shane Thompson, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Right now, you don't want to dwell too much in that base runner. You want to work on these hitters here right now. You need to get an out here.
Another pitch inside from Matt Emdick, and the count, two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Top of the ninth inning, one out. 4-2 Lakers. Emdick's pitch, here's a line drive up the middle. That's a solid base hit. So two on and one out. And here comes Aaron Kess. Aaron Kess so far tonight, 2-for-3 with the walk.
Working to that top part of the lineup here, into their power part of it, and got to be a little careful here, but we need to induce the ground ball here.
Four to two, Lake Henry. Kess steps into the batter's box facing Matt Emdick. Has the sign from Shane Thompson, and Emdick comes home. Curveball catching the corner. Strike one.
Ryan holding that runner on at first base. He knows that's the tying run, so I think he wants to keep him a little closer.
Right. Outfield playing straight away.
Got a big hole between that first and second baseman there.
Matt Emdick stepping off the rubber, and now Kess steps out of the batter's box.
Cat and mouse going on here.
Two on, one out. Emdick ready on the mound. Comes home, fastball right down the middle. Strike two. 0-2 to Kess. No balls, two strikes. Emdick and Shane Thompson. Matt Emdick. Pitch. Drive to center field. Brinkman says, I got it. He does. Tagging is Lambrecht. What the heck? He's going to go to third, and that could have been the third out.
Oh, my.
Preston threw a strike. It was just off the mark, and now we have runners at first and third with two outs.
Still had the tying run at first. I really pulled. Kind of a tough decision, I thought, by him to go take that base there. Get thrown out at third there and end your season.
Does. Okay. Here's Austin Bachman. He led things off in the first with a two-run homer and Emdick's first pitch. Strike call to Bachman. Bachman so far tonight, 2-for-4.
Gotta be knocking everything down here in the infield. That runner at first base.
Swings and misses. Strike two. 0-2 to Austin Bachman.
Tell you what, that runner at third doesn't mean anything, does it?
Grant, no.
Take a breath.
No.
Take a breath.
Yeah. 0-2 the count. Emdick catch. Oh! He didn't call it. He did not call it. One ball, two strikes. Oh!
All right,
there it was, 1-2. Emdick ready again. Turbo time! Swing it in! 4-2!
Oh my gosh!
Lake Henry and Kimball in the championship!
Are you kidding me?
Oh! This is unreal!
Oh, my goodness.
4. New tag in the ninth. No runs. 2 hits. No errors. 2 left on. Your final score tonight. Lake Henry, 4. New tag, 2.
Oh, my God, Randy. Huh?
Oh.
We are coming back tomorrow.
And we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We're going to come back. It's your Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show. It's all coming up here on KASM.
At North American Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Hardworking people like you need a truck that works hard. At Schweter Chevrolet of Cold Spring, you'll find Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. And that's based on full-size pickup registrations from 87 through July 16. Come see us. We work hard, too, getting the best prices. Right now, you can drive a brand-new 2017 Silverado 1500, starting at just $34,990. Schweter Chevrolet of Cold Spring, home of the certified sweet deal. ColdSpringCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's bucket and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
One of the greatest moments in, I think, Central Minnesota sports history is amateur baseball, Kimball and Lake Henry.
How would you figure this, Randy? You know, you get Central Minnesota teams from small communities.
Central Valley League, Stearns County League.
Here we come.
Here we come.
Unreal. Tell you what, what a great game. Great performance by Patrick Courtney and Matt Emdick in this ball game right here. Patrick Courtney finishes off the game prior to this, throws six innings, comes in here, throws the first six, gives up a two-run homer in the first inning, and there has been no scoring for New Prague after that. I'll tell you what, Matt Emdick comes in and shuts the door.
Lake Henry Nation is going to just bombard the field here at Hamburg tonight. This is just evolving into an incredible run for Lake Henry through this state tournament with wins over Young America, with wins over Faribault this morning and afternoon.
They beat
yesterday
Buffalo,
and
Young
tonight
America.
They beat New Prague.
Yes,
and I gotta say, this is one of the most proudest moments in my broadcasting career to do this.
It is unreal. I haven't been doing it as long as you have, but it's sensational to see this, to see a central team like the Lake Henry Lakers from a population of 88 people, for crying out loud, and they're in the finals, and you got Kimball, a great baseball team. You got Lake Henry playing, just doing the small things right, playing great baseball when they need to be. And they played another clean game here. They didn't have an error again in this game.
There's something about Hamburg that Stearns County likes, because Richmond did it in 98. Lake Henry did it in 2017.
Yes, they are in the finals.
Oh, the line scored on.
Okay, for New Prague Orioles, two runs on nine hits. They committed two errors. They left 10 on base. For the Lake Henry Lakers, four runs on nine hits. No errors. They left six on base. I'll tell you what, that's what it comes down to. You got to play good defense. And I'll tell you what, their third baseman, Grant Lillig, is playing out of his mind. And shortstop's playing great baseball. Jason's playing great in the infield. Ryan is doing his best part over there at first base. The outfield is playing great. catcher. Everything's clicking for him right now.
Yes, it is.
They're making all the right decisions right now. That big goose egg on the scoreboard is Ayers. The number four, they win tonight 4-2 over New Prague. Patrick Courtney, you mentioned, gets the win tonight. He goes the first six innings. Matt Emdick gets an incredible save tonight against a great New Prague team.
Oh, I'll tell you what, powerhouses.
I mean, they beat Jordan. They beat Watkins. I mean, they beat good teams.
Yes, they have. And I'll tell you what, it comes down to pitching, doesn't it, Randy? Pitching. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to be the hardest thrower in the world to get to this point. I'll tell you what, they just did their job, and you can't take your hats off to them. I'll tell you what, that's great baseball.
I'm speechless, and I think there's a few beers being drunk tonight out around the fires. Yeah, Revy's saying hi to us tonight. We got to get some of these text messages in. Way to go, Central Minnesota. They're saying Dr. Keith says it sounds like he got a little excited. Yes, Chris Stanley, incredible, he says. Today, big group at Tommy Haynes' cabin listening and cheering on the Lakers. They're all listening at Roscoe and Dale and Donna, as they said, in Roscoe tonight. Listening from the Schaefers and Harrisons are listening from Dino's Garage. Oh, boy. Just coming fast and furious over at the bowling alley in Richmond. They're listening, Ronnie the Ringleader. And thank you, everybody. Hey, this has been so cool, and we're not done yet. That's the best thing ever.
We're coming back tomorrow. We caught some of the golf tournament tomorrow, and I'm glad we did.
Joe Gill's going to be in for me tomorrow morning.
So you're going to sleep in.
Because I was going to be in for Joe, so Joe is going back to his normal job. And we're going to come down here for a 3 o'clock game between Kimball and Lake Henry, two teams that have never won an amateur baseball championship. One of them will win their first Class C championship tomorrow.
Absolutely. Hey, shout out to Bertie and Karen. Sorry we had to cancel our golf outing tomorrow morning, but this is going to have to take precedence over that tomorrow. So
we're going to take another timeout. We'll hear from our Lake Henry boosters come back and name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game after this.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Emdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattemdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
So many heroes.
Oh, man.
So many champions on this squad tonight. Our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game Award. We're going to give it to the veteran, Ryan Wirtz. 2-for-4 tonight. He had a double, scored the first run tonight. Ryan, congratulations. Your homecoming in Hamburg, because he's the only guy on the field right now that can say he was here 19 years ago when Richmond was in the state tournament.
And they were runner-up in that state tournament. They took second in that one, and I tell you what, Ryan pitched his heart out in that state tournament. We were here watching it.
I tell you what, well-deserved.
Lots of good games tonight. I mean, Shane Campson played so well behind the plate. Matthew Quaid goes 2-for-4 tonight with a double off the fence. Other
hitting highlights tonight for Lake Henry. Wirtz with the two hits. I mean,
watch Grant Ludwig play defense.
Grant Ludwig play defense.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
I tell you what, we called him a mini Snow there for a little bit, but I tell you what, he made some plays that I think Snow couldn't have made.
You're very correct, Don. I mean, they play in the same size field, that Target Field.
Absolutely.
Grant Ludwig was doing it. And look at that picture of Laker Nation. I got to get a picture of that for Twitter. Watch Twitter here shortly because that will be on. We're here at Hamburg tonight, and Laker Nation is going crazy in Hamburg. There we go. All right, just watch Twitter in a little while. We got to thank our sponsors. I'm all flustered here, but Donnie, I know you looked at me when there were two outs, and you go, Randy,
Jacob Webb.
And I was darn near hyperventilating, seriously.
That was, you were.
Thank you to the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den at Lake Henry. Matt Embick, your Central Minnesota Realty, brought us baseball tonight here on KASM, BNS Excavating, the Freeport State Bank, Pep's Park of Road Spring Hill, Land O'Lakes and Melrose, Albany Chrysler Center, Lake Henry Implement, Schweder Chevrolet and Cold Spring, North American Insurance Agency, Bucky's Bar in El Rosa, and Rambo. There will be a Monday. The first Monday in a long time for the Chasm Radio crew.
You ain't a kid. That'll be our 21st game tomorrow, and we're proud to do it.
Thank you to Scott back at the studios, to Cy, who started the day off with us, to Cassandra, to all our loyal listeners back in Central Minnesota. Stacy Leeser in Hawaii, thank you. She texted me earlier. Thank you to all of you across the country for joining me in our broadcast tonight. You make it happen. That's what's fun about this. We're going to go down, shake a few hands, give a few hugs. Thank you for joining us tonight here on KASM. For my partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Your final score, Lake Henry 4, Duprague 2. Lake Henry versus Kimball tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, right here on KASM. Good night, everyone.